Mountain Morning, Wisconsin. Morning world, it's a new day. Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Butcher, banker, drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah. Let's get it going. Final hour for the week for the morning show. We'll be back on Monday, of course. You got your host, James, joined by Aaliyah.
Hello.
Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We're going to have some fun this hour, getting some entertainment news in a moment. After that, we've got the I'm looking forward to this one, the top five songs Gen X rocks out to in the car but will never admit to. Along with that, I want audience participation, and I want the songs that you like to rock out to but you don't want anybody to know that you like to rock out to.
You don't have to give your name.
Yeah,
you can just call up and give the name of the song.
This is a safe place. This is a safe place.
Yep.
And we will even play along. We will even
absolutely
songs
we'll play
to
along
that and everything. We got all
I
that.
Can't wait to hear Aaliyah's right now.
Yes.
I love that. I'm so excited.
We've
right
all
now.
Got one. We have to share it. We can't ask the audience
but
to
I'm
and
not
us not
embarrassed
to.
By anything that
That's
I
true.
Listen to.
It's probably
I own
yeah.
it.
Probably
I wear
right.
it.
Yeah,
we'll get into that.
Come on, there's got to be at least one thing.
Got good stories of the day. Our schedule, plenty more to get to, and I got some great, good things from the Good News Network. I want to make sure to touch on while we have time. We'll kick off things with entertainment news. And yesterday, I think it was Tuesday, we covered a story of earlier this week, it was reported that Millie Bobby Brown allegedly accused David Harbour of bullying and harassment on the set of Stranger Things. Mm-hmm. Well, last night was the season 5 premiere. And in what could have been a very awkward encounter, well, Millie and David arrived together like arm in arm. And showed up there. We're seen taking photos together. We're very, generally, organically, just very good with each other. Mm-hmm. And everything seemed very okay, very kosher. The official Stranger Things account also shared a video of Millie and David sharing an embrace while signing autographs for fans. They seemed really friendly and close, like they've always come across in public. There is no word if the reports were true, but last night they put a united front on for fans. It's starting to sound more and more like there was something, there was maybe a thread here that, of course, got turned like a bad game of telephone, where it starts out with her saying something along the lines of maybe they had a bad interaction when they first started working together or something like that. David Harbour is not a method actor, but he does go pretty deep into his characters.
Yeah.
His character tends to be a bit of a bully, especially to 11 early on in their relationship.
Sure.
Right.
I'm grabbing at stuff. I have nothing to go on here. Because this report bothered me at first. I like David Harbour as an actor and what he has done with his career. So I'm always locked in when actors are about to get canceled. I think that the idea of first off, the idea of cancel culture doesn't exist for certain groups where it seems like they can get away with anything and just keep working and everything.
Right.
But when it does exist, it's noteworthy, and I don't care. I was a big Kevin Spacey fan. I really enjoyed him as an actor. He's good as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
His stuff comes out. I ain't watched one bit of his work since, and I see him for what he is now.
Right.
Being an actor, being in the public eye, any of these things, it's a privilege. It's not a birthright. And the moment you mess up, there's 1,000 people behind you that can do the job, man. Mm-hmm. Like, they deserve it better than more than you do, people that will appreciate it. So if that's what happened here, I want to know, and I think that fans of the show want to know. But what it's looking more and more like is somebody took a little bit of a thread of something and turned it into something it isn't.
Right.
We're going to find out. Nothing stays hidden in this day and age.
right.
So who knows? But all of it is to say that it's bringing attention to the show and its final episodes that I don't think that anybody could have wanted.
Right.
Even if, knowing her and the way she feels about the fan base, I imagine that if she did want something out, she would probably do it after the show was done because she wouldn't want to hurt the show. She seems to really appreciate what the show did for her and the fan base.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. It's one of those things that we had a tale. You know, I can't stand with shows. I don't care how much actual reporting you do or not. You touch on the first part of the story, but you don't do the wrap up. Our whole lifetimes, there would be on page one, so and so did this, and then when they finally get a retraction, it's on page 15 on the way in the back on the end, and nobody reads the retraction. Mm-hmm. I think it's important that we cover both ends of things when we get full stories here. We had this one on Tuesday. We touched on here. We are on Friday. Have the update of the story. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
I just as a side note, I'm looking forward to seeing how they wrap that whole thing up.
Right.
I really am curious how they're going to do that. You can officially stop believing because Journey just announced that they are retiring.
Aww.
So. Cruel way to do that. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Rob. Thank you. Somebody got it.
Finally. Finally, this glorious day has come.
Yes.
When Journey has stopped. Journey. Thank you, Journey.
Goodness.
Journey for finally.
Just announced their final Frontier Tour. It kicks off February 28th in Hershey, Pennsylvania. It wraps up on July 2nd in Laredo, Texas. 60 shows that have been booked, although more dates could be added, depending on ticket sales and all
sure,
of that.
Yeah.
Neil Schon calls it, quote, our heartfelt thank you to the fans who have been with us every step of the way. And Jonathan Cain says, quote, one last chance to feel the magic together. All you stubborn old school fans who are still hoping to see Steve Perry, it is not going to happen.
That was my question.
No.
Yeah.
No. That ship has sailed. That bridge has been burned.
That band, when it comes to certain bands, that I don't think that, like on the surface, you would imagine, like, oh, there's probably not a lot of turmoil there or whatever. Like Journey, Styx. Like there's certain bands where it's insane, some of the bands.
Yeah, it's
turmoil
never, never. Right? Like, Hall & Oates, do not hold out.
You never say never, but at the same time, it ain't happening.
No.
I do really love Steve Perry's voice, though.
He's got a very unique voice.
Yeah.
One of the more unique voices you're ever going to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy for the fan base.
Yeah, sure. And they have some hardcore fans. I'll give them that.
I just worked in classic rock too long.
That's a little too much.
A little bit.
I hear you.
Tim Allen revealed something kind of interesting about the next Toy Story. Thought this was kind of interesting. On Jimmy Kimmel a little while ago, Tim Allen was on there promoting his new show and everything. And he said, quote, the funniest thing to me is that there's a plane crash like that Hanks movie. I don't know, Tom somebody on the island where a FedEx plane or something with 100 Buzz dolls or something like that. They're the B story. It's hysterical. They're trying to find their way back, and there are hundreds of them. I hope they have it in there. Tim was just kind of talking to Jimmy Kimmel and just kind of like just laid this out there without really thinking too much about it. Tim had fun providing the voices of multiple buzzes. He said, quote, I ad-libbed. There's one in the back going, why is he giving all the orders? He also said, Jesse is the focus of the movie. Quote, she's in trouble and she needs help. We're all over there helping her out.
Okay,
Toy Story 5 hits theaters June 5th, next June.
Right.
Teasing a little bit of it.
Interesting idea.
I don't know. Are we better off with the way that it is nowadays? Because it doesn't matter if it's a Marvel movie or if it's a rom-com. They are so worried about anything seeping out and anything getting out. Yeah. They're so worried about this. And it used to just be certain directors. And then it used to just be certain genres. Now it's everything.
Every single movie.
If you're doing a Hallmark movie, they're freaking out over like taking your phones on the set and stuff. A lot of my good friends in the industry are working actors. They are actors that get a line or two. Maybe they're a bit actor or something like that. I think you'd be surprised how much consistent work you can get doing that and how great of a living you can make doing it, actually. Especially if you don't live in California.
That makes it a little harder.
Well, yeah, with the cost of living and everything. But so many of them I talk to and everything, and it's just wild to me. So it's probably been about a year since I've been on a movie set. In that year, it's only escalated to the point where now you walk in and you're not putting on your costume before your phone is taken. You're not sitting in the makeup chair before your phone is taken. They usually have a basket and everybody just randomly just throws it in there. It's not just big stars or anything like that.
I need to play Angry Birds while they're doing my makeup.
Right? Yeah.
people play Angry Birds anymore? I just dated myself, didn't I?
It's still around. You're fine. It's still around.
I really wonder if you're better off letting, you know, Tom Holland, you know, give up a little bit of the ending of Spider-Man. Tim Allen seeping a little bit out to Jimmy Kimmel.
I don't know.
I don't know that there's a harm.
Does it matter?
This
really
all boils down to one Wisconsinite, though. This is my theory. It's Mark Ruffalo. He's famous for giving away the plots of Marvel movies.
He is. Yes.
Yeah. Kenosha's own. This is, yes, you know, Wisconsin, you caused this problem.
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like that they take it way too heavy. They go too far with this.
They're going a bit far on it, yeah.
One more entertainment story that I thought was good before we get to what's new on your small screen and big screen. Can you name the first studio recording by Nirvana that was never played on the radio? It is a tougher one, but
I don't know that one.
Big fans of it. Now that tells you a lot, everybody. If Seth doesn't know, I'm not exaggerating at all. Like that is wild to me.
That's an excellent question. No, I don't know this one.
It was Love Buzz, their 1988 cover of the song by the Dutch band Shocking Blue. It's actually a really cool cover. It's really good.
Oh.
A guy named Scott Vanderpool from Sub Pop Records got a test pressing as soon as it arrived in the mail and then turned it around and played it on Seattle radio show.
Wow.
So that is the first Nirvana song that was ever played on the radio. The cover of Love Buzz, man.
Wow.
The very same 7-inch vinyl test pressing is on the auction block as we speak.
Okay.
Love Buzz was on Nirvana's legendary 89 album Bleach. Yep. Which is an underrated album if you're a Nirvana fan. If you're a fan of that style of music,
right.
Because it is really the beginning of grunge.
Yep.
It is really the beginning of turning distortion and rock and roll into this, you know, hodgepodge that would be grunge music.
I would say the mainstreamization, I don't know if that's a word.
Well done.
Of punk is one of the things that has something to do with it.
Oh yeah, yeah. You get the Clash having a top song.
Mm-hmm.
You get certain things like that, and all of a sudden that music becomes a little bit more accessible to radio.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Stuff. Yeah. What's new on your small screen, big screen, and your local theater stage? Well, looking at your small screen first, 7 o'clock tonight, you got Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, Big Sean, Tori Kelly, and 2 Chainz.
What did you just say? I didn't get any of that.
I don't know if anybody knew any of those people.
That, maybe one of them.
But I bet you'd be a great road trip. the second season premiere of Happy's Place on NBC at 7, and this year's premiere of Stumble, a new cheer. It looks like a new, like, kind of The Office and those kind of shows.
Oh, gotcha.
But it's about a cheer squad. It's got a actor, Jen Leon, on it and starring in it, but it has Kristen Chenoweth in it.
Of course it does.
Okay.
That's where I think that they really bring the star power in.
Apparently, any show they have with cheerleaders, Kristen Chenoweth's got to be in it, I guess.
I don't know.
She must have been a cheer person.
I did see a trailer for it last night. It looks pretty funny.
It looks cute. I will say that anything with Kristen Chenoweth in it has to be given a chance.
Yeah, you got to give her at
Pushing
least a chance.
Pushing Daisies, one of the most underrated TV shows, deserved a third season. She's good.
Lordy.
Kristen Chenoweth, for those who don't know, the
good.
Original Glinda the Good Witch in Wicked,
yep.
And Charlie Brown, I think she won a Broadway Tony for her work
Lucy,
in that.
Or not. She played Sally, excuse me. She played Sally.
She's got an amazing range.
She is 4'1" and nothing but, you know, dynamite.
Ball of dynamite.
Just dynamite. Just such a talented human being.
Mm-hmm.
Also on Saturday at 7 o'clock on Disney Plus, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Oh, yes.
Live streaming. I think I might watch that. I don't know. A lot of good college football on this weekend, but I may flip
yes.
between the two.
However, they're inducting Cindy Lauper into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's a good
the
one.
The reason why I dye my hair all different colors, which my mother would yell at me when I was a teenager, but I'm like, you raised me during the era of Cindy Lauper. This is all on you.
Wow.
She does make a strong point. She does make a strong point.
You do realize she's in the room,
right?
I realize she's in the room.
Yeah. This has been publicly broadcast.
I am innocent.
Claims her innocent.
New SNL for you this weekend. The host for Saturday Night Live, Nikki Glaser, which is interesting because she just took a bunch of shots at the new cast. I wonder how that went over.
Oh, well.
She's talented.
She's really funny.
She's very funny.
Yeah.
Somber is the musical guest. Sunday Night Football, got the Chargers versus Steelers. That could be a good one. And the first season finale of Tony Shalhoub, Breaking Bread, the show on CNN.
That.
I want to check that out. I want to give it a chance.
Another Wisconsinite.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Also got a great
pride movie. Of a Schwabenon.
I don't know how many times we've seen him with a mustache. He's got a great mustache.
He
he's
does.
Rocking these days. Not a whole lot of movies coming to the big screen, but a couple of big ones in particular. Nuremberg, Michael Shannon plays the alias lead prosecutor in making the Nazis answer for the horrors of the Holocaust.
So they remade that. I guess I didn't realize that. Yeah. Wow.
Rami Malek is in this one and getting a lot of notoriety for it. But the big news, the big one is Russell Crowe playing Hermann Göring, and a lot of talk about that and his performance in it.
That's actually good casting.
It is good casting.
About it, yes.
He put on a lot of weight for the role. Yep. He really went into the role, and for better or worse, I don't know about him and why he is able to play these characters so well, but it is a good performance, it looks like.
See how good his German accent is.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully better than his singing. And Predator Badlands, rated PG-13. Elle Fanning stars in this one. The Predator universe, I don't know who was asking for these, but they just keep making these.
It's the ninth installment, I heard.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Also, someone's watching them.
To your point, Seth, they're all great on Rotten Tomatoes. They all rank really highly.
That looks really good, too. And I love Elle Fanning.
I do like her a lot. I do like her a lot.
I just find it it's so interesting that the original Predator, which is actually a pretty darn good movie.
Yes.
But it's not that serious. It's kind of a, you know, it's a fun action flick and all these kinds of things. It has become what it's become. It's really remarkable.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the Arnold movies, where they had very different directors, each one of them, but every Arnold director kind of got that they needed to do a little tongue-in-cheek with the action.
Right, yeah.
Needed to do a little, and you can get away with it so much in that time. It was an integral part of action movies back then.
Yeah.
You could have the greatest plot in the world. If you don't got a good tagline for Arnold or Bruce or somebody to say, it ain't going to do well. It ain't going to do well.
Yeah, that's right.
To see that spawn these things. Mm. Also, greatest arm, like most manly handshake.
The Carl Weathers, Arnold Schwarzenegger handshake, and that is so funny.
You will
my
never
gosh.
Find a more manly handshake in human history than that one. Good luck, anybody that tries. I heard Carl Weathers talk about being on the set of that.
Mm, yep.
They had Arnold had a weight room there where they were filming, and Jesse Ventura and Arnold and all these guys, when they're not filming, they're trying to pump iron because they're all trying to be bigger than each other.
Yes, exactly.
And so you can see if you watch that movie, like certain scenes where, they filmed this early in the process. Oh, they filmed this one later on because guys' arms are just getting gigantic like through the movie. Like it's great. It's,
I've heard about that. That whole shoot was just an ordeal too for that first film. Just, but wow, it was remarkable.
Straight adrenaline. Like that's all gosh. That movie is adrenaline. That's an interesting.
I feel like I want to go on like a binge. I want to watch the entire Predator universe.
You don't need to do that.
I've seen many of them, surprisingly, even though I don't like, I wouldn't deem that a scary movie, but.
Just the first one's good enough for me.
First one's, you know, as far
it's
as.
Pretty classic, I think.
Plot line, too. Yeah. It's pretty original.
It's a little different, yeah.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Aaliyah, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. You mentioned 80s earlier. I had to.
Yeah.
I had to, classic 80s.
And this was one of my dad's all-time favorite songs. I love it.
Late 80s love Friday that. Feels like a thing. Even when Terry's not here, I kind of have to do that. Yeah. We just got a short segment here before as we get you ready for our new sports and partner break. One of the things I wanted to touch on is a great article I came across from the goodnewsnetwork.org. Always encourage people to check them out. They got some great reporting they're doing over there. And if you need a palate cleanser, they've got it for you over there. Interesting story. I don't know if anybody had heard about. I'm always fascinated when you hear of a species being brought back or being kept around, or we only had five of these. Now we've got thousands or anything. Mm-hmm. This stems, I will admit, journalistically from my love of penguins. And growing up, you would hear these stories from time to time about this certain breed of penguin that was going to be, extinct. Mm-hmm. And this group of people did this to keep them around.
Right.
Well, I got another one here. Trampling through coastal marshlands in eastern China, a strange-looking deer roams freely in the herds of hundreds, a remarkable recovery from where they had been just decades ago.
Wow.
Described in ancient China as a beast with antlers of a deer, hooves of an ox, face of a horse, and the tail of a donkey. Pere David's deer, was once at one time the rarest of its kind on Earth.
Wow.
I am showing Aaliyah and Seth and Rose a picture of these beautiful animals up there, as you can see. They are incredible creatures.
They're very interesting looking.
These awesome animals were hunted to extinction in the wild 125 years ago. Captive animals clung to life in a faraway land until 1985. Their descendants could return to a wiser China where a more eco-conscious population welcomed them home to the quiet marshlands.
Wow.
In the early 20th century, the British nobleman and politician Herbal Russell, the 11th Duke of Bedford, acquired a few Perry deer, David's deers from the Berlin Zoo and built up a large herd on his estate in Woburn Abbey. I hope I'm saying that right. In 1985, the Duke's great-grandson, Robin Russell, the 14th Duke of Bedford, donated 39 of these beautiful deer to the Chinese government for a reintroduction program.
Nice.
They were placed in a park reserve that once belonged to exclusively for canned hunts conducted by the emperors in Beijing. That they stopped doing that.
Right.
Turned out to be a perfect place for these deer. And here we are now where there is over, I believe that they're saying,
8,000 or something
8,200 of them now.
Wow, that's awesome. Really impressive. That's really cool. Yeah.
It's really remarkable. It speaks to a couple of things, I think, about human beings, what we can do when we put our minds to something.
Right.
Yep. This has happened so many times in human history. We've kind of normalized it, but we got a species to be, at the brink of extinction, and we got them around.
Yep.
That's incredible.
Without Jurassic Park in it.
Yes. And we didn't Jurassic Park it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. It's remarkable to me whenever these things happen.
Man.
It's a lot easier to just, have them do it naturally, to reintroduce the population that way. Yeah.
So much safer.
Without playing God.
And you don't got to put Jeff Goldblum in an awkward spot. He's getting up there. He doesn't deserve that.
Yeah, I think he's awkward enough as it is.
It's his wheelhouse. It's what he does.
He's very good at it.
I thought it was a great one. You can go to goodnewnetwork.org to find that one, everybody. I got another one for you a little bit later that we'll wrap up with. It's just fantastic. It is must-see video. I'll tell you that.
Oh, goodness.
Did want to take a focus, put a focus for a moment on some of our local plays going on in our area. Our kids are hard at work.
Yes, they are.
One of those shows is the Wisconsin Rapids Junior Theater presentation of Beetlejuice.
Yes.
It is going on. Tonight is opening night, 7 o'clock.
Very
this
exciting.
Show will be taking place right around the corner from us over at the Rams Auditorium, 1921 27th Avenue South.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to get your tickets and take in this amazing show. We got to talk to some of the cast and crew and Susan.
That's
everything.
Right. Yeah.
I'm living with one of the cast members. Let me tell you, those kids have put in so much hard
work.
They have been long, long night at school all day, long nights. They're bringing it, and I cannot wait to see it.
This is a fun show. You are going to have a fun time with it, everybody. Be sure to check this one out. Buy local, support the arts, and support these kids. Again, their opening night is tonight at 7. You can't make that one. They got a show Saturday at 7, and everything will wrap up this Sunday with a 2 o'clock matinee. All shows taking place over at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School Auditorium, 1921 27th Avenue South. You can get tickets right there at the front desk, or where you're walking in and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you can go to our show. Ourshow.com, or I believe I'm seeing that right. Yeah.
Yes, they have a specific website for that. In fact, the middle school has its own page for all the tickets on there.
Yeah.
So just scan. There's a if you find a QR code, scan it, and you'll find it.
That's the easiest.
Yep.
Similar story with the Assumption production of Sister Act, the musical.
Mm-hmm.
Their show is going to be coming up next week, Thursday, November 13th. That's their opening night, 7 o'clock show. They'll have one on Friday at 7. Saturday, they'll have a 1 o'clock matinee, and everything will wrap up Saturday night at 7 next weekend. Be sure to make plans for that one. Take that in. We're going to be talking to some of the cast and crew a little bit later in the Rapids Report.
Nice.
You can get your tickets for that one by going to onstage.tickets or going to Assumption's website, or you can get them the day of right there at the front.
Right.
And one more reminder, everybody, to sign up for that WFHR newsletter. I'm looking at the newest edition right now, and man, that's some mighty fine reporting. a shout out to our newest director here at WFHR and WIRI, Melissa Kay, and the amazing work she does helping everybody put this together. A special shout out to Michael Comer as well, covering sports like nobody else in this area.
That's right.
some great stuff in there. Be sure to check it out. Sign up for that newsletter. And while you're at it, everybody, be sure to get us those recipes.
Yes.
Yes. Do still it. Looking for more recipes.
Do it now.
We are getting close to wrapping that up, actually. So make sure you get them to us.
Looks like the 14th is the cutoff, everybody. So get that recipe to us by the 14th. We need them so we can get them to the printer and we can get this in your hands. Because if your recipe is submitted, you get a free edition of the cookbook.
That's right.
Who's turning down a free book?
Especially one with fun recipes.
Right?
Ooh. Absolutely.
This is our love letter to the community. We are fortunate. Mm-hmm. We are humbled. We are appreciative of beginning to celebrate 85 years here in this area. This is just for fun. It's something we wanted to do. We want you to be a part of it, everybody. Get us those recipes. Go to WFHR.com. There's a banner right there you can click on. Otherwise, if you need to stop by or need us to photocopy it or any of these things, whatever it is.
Take a picture. Send it to us. Whatever you can do. Yeah.
Morris code. Whatever it takes, we will get these recipes into our cookbook. And thank you so much to everybody who has already submitted recipes. We appreciate you. We'll take a quick time out, get to our news, sports, and partner break. When we come back, we got those five songs Gen X rocks out to in the car but will never admit to. Woo! And of course, we want your song that you'll rock out to that you won't admit to, coming up on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Leah, James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. And we are calling all listeners now. We want all audience participation. It's a Friday show. We're letting it all out today. It is a safe place. We want the songs that you rock out to that you don't want nobody to know you rocking out to. A study of generational listening habits in our cars found that Gen X is the only one who loves to crank music while driving. All the other generations are don't really do this as much. And when we say crank it, we mean like putting the volume at an extreme level.
Right, right.
You never know it when they roll down their window because, well, shame. See what we mean with today's list of the top five songs Gen X rocks out to in the cars but will never admit to.
All right.
These songs are taken from a big list of names that people put on Reddit or the website itself of just songs that we get into, but we don't want anybody to know we do.
Right.
I think for everybody that says this song, there's going to be somebody that's going to say, well, I love that song or whatever. Right. So I think that you're going to find maybe a song that you might not think would do it to you, does it to others. So just looking at this list, and then I want your guys' songs. I want audience songs. Nudge, nudge. Call up, text us, whatever you got to do. Get it to us, everybody. So the first one on the list, We Built This City by Starship. Or Jefferson Starship, or Jefferson Airplane,
again,
or something.
I don't know how you would be embarrassed about listening to that song.
That's one of those ones where you got the duet part.
Yes.
So you get to do both parts.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing wrong with that song. I know it was cringe for a while, but there's nothing wrong. I love it. It's good to go.
A song that was, I believe, was only written so that you could sing it in the car. Get out of my dreams, get into my car.
All right.
That's that.
Billy Ocean.
I thought it was Billy Ocean, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, Billy Ocean.
And again, what? There's nothing wrong with Billy Ocean songs, right? Though. That's fine.
There was a stretch there that many people thought Billy Ocean was the next Michael Jackson. There was a stretch there.
Really?
He had a couple of number one hits,
he
to be fair.
He was huge for a while. Uh-huh. There, yeah. We Are the World. Imagine the Avengers of singers.
Yes.
And Kenny Loggins.
Wow, burn.
I should have said, and Dan Aykroyd. Because, I mean, what Dan Aykroyd was doing in this,
that's
I don't
a good
know.
Question.
I well, he was
good
a blues question. Brother. He was a fair. Blues brother.
And I love Dan Aykroyd. I love, love, love Dan
My
Aykroyd.
Really quick We Are the World story, circa, I think it came out when I was in the second grade. This was probably my first encounter with Bruce Springsteen. I loved the way he sounded, and I would sing his part in the car. My mom can vouch for this so much that I gave myself laryngitis and I had to stay home from school because I was like, we are the world.
Yes, yeah, go full
like
Springsteen.
Really trying
there,
to gravel yeah. it. Yeah, I was really I went full Springsteen. You never go full Springsteen.
Even before hitting the stage, an actor.
I know.
We were talking about this in our pregame, Aaliyah. The Girl Is Mine, Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson.
Still don't know it. I listened to a snippet and I'm like, this has escaped me.
Really? Yeah. How about Ebony and Ivory?
Oh, I love that song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to have that one.
I love that time that then Michael Jackson totally stole the publishing rights to the Beatles songs right out from under Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah. I know, yeah. Right?
Never, from what I understand, they never spoke again.
Destroyed their relationship.
Did they do, was it them that did Say yes. together?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
They were going to do a whole album together, I believe. Mm-hmm. They
until Michael did that dirty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, made him rich.
Rock Me Amadeus from Falco.
Nothing wrong with that song
at
all.
I love that song so much.
Okay, now, but it has to be the German. It has to be in the original German with the American, you know, the rest part, you know, with the lady singing over.
Anything
so
by Falco.
There was like five versions of that song, I think.
Yeah.
But there's the specific one where, yeah, he's still...
Well, it gets spliced a lot into songs now, too, as well. Yeah.
It does.
And I'm not mad at that. Keep doing it.
That guy was an odd duck, man.
Oh, yeah.
He was very strange. And he quit the music business because they weren't ready for his next album or something like that. The world's not ready for the next Falco.
He was too ahead.
Yes.
Too far ahead.
At least he thought so, yeah.
We were not ready for Falco.
No, we
still aren't, apparently.
No, you need to stay. You need to stay. Just
stay in your lane.
Keep marinating, Falco. Right, keep marinating. We're just not ready yet.
But to be fair, one of the few Austrian pop singers who really made it big.
Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Yeah.
Definitely. Now, to me, that's, you know, I could see how people would be there. But for me, one of my songs that I would recommend, or I was going to put in there that I am ashamed of, but I will sing the Dance Hall Days.
That's one of those. Superior song in every way to have fun tonight. Yeah. I mean, if Wang Chung had done more like that. That, I mean, I know it was a big hit and everything, but that's a very cool song. Dance All Day is a fantastic song.
It's definitely one of my that happens to come on the radio, and I am having a full concert to that
absolutely.
Song.
Yes, absolutely.
And finally, the safety dance. The safety dance.
Yeah. You can't not rock out to the safety dance.
It's the beat. The beat gets you and everything.
You just the first, you know.
No, and James is right too. It's got a very distinct beat too.
Yeah.
It's, if you just hear that boom, you know, it just as it's the way it starts. Yeah.
Now it's also, I think, a perfect definition of you're in the car, you hear it, and all the things you guys were saying until you realize somebody else is in the car with you, and then you're kind of like looking and seeing my family knows
that car time is. Yeah, I'm going to be singing a concert for them all. So, and if they don't join in, I get mad at them. Where's my harmony?
I rock the Casbah. Is one of those ones for me.
Yep.
The rest of my life that comes on the radio. And I'll probably, Electric Avenue.
Oh,
the great Eddie Grant.
Yeah.
Oi! It's just that part alone. Just shout out. Oi!
I'm suddenly in the mind of German groups and Trio with da da da.
Oh,
wow! Wow!
Da da da. That's a boy, catchy as heck too, man. Wow.
I think a lot of talking about Journey earlier, a lot of Journey, Boston, Foreigner, a lot of those bands have a lot of those songs. They're all interchangeable. They're all there.
Basically, they are.
I don't know why. Probably my. I'm not embarrassed by it, but I might be if my kids call me Amanda. Isn't that by Boston?
Yes.
I'm gonna look you in the eyes, Amanda.
Yep. That's one of them.
Great Brad Delp. Yep.
I think in a weird way, although you wouldn't think it, Sweet Child of Mine from Guns N' Roses is one of those ones.
Yep.
I think that's one of those ones.
Several Guns N' Roses songs.
I've got a good one. This one, people really would be embarrassed. Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Such a good song,
that's,
though.
Oh,
you're driving by and you see somebody dancing to that or Macarena in their car. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you're going to have a moment where you judge them, and then you're going to have a moment where you're like, okay, that's my generation. That's
for me, it's the one and only. It's the Spice Girls. I will live and die on that one because, I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah.
I still love the Spice Girls. I do.
I cannot think of which one, but there is definitely Madonna song, and I can't think of which one it is. It's not one of her bigger hits.
Okay.
It was a hit, but it wasn't one of her bigger ones. But that's what in the video, her and the little kid are dancing together.
Oh wait!
I can't think of the video though.
Who's that girl?
No, darn it, no.
Cherish.
Nope. I'll think of it.
Does she sing in Spanish?
No, not that one. I know the one
La Isla Bonita, yeah, which is one of my favorite Madonna
songs. Good song. But no, no. Open Your Heart to Me.
Oh, that's a good one.
That okay.
One.
I like
I'm
that
adding
one.
That to my karaoke playlist.
I like that one. That's a really good one. I like that one. So growing up with my mom has a lot of female singers. And for me, I'm always pulled to female singers, especially ones that write their own music. But trying to sing as a man in the car, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman doesn't go over well. That doesn't feel
nothing
like,
wrong with that, man.
Doesn't feel good. Doesn't, you know, but it's but you can't help. You hear that song and I don't care.
You got to sing with
man,
it.
Man, woman, alien, I don't care what you are.
You actually need video content of this happening.
Can't help.
I need proof or it didn't happen.
there's some good ones out there, I think. There's some good ones.
How do you not sing along with Aretha, though? It doesn't matter what she's singing. I mean, you got to do it.
Like, I don't know that you have a choice.
No.
Like, here's another thing about this that where I think a lot of this, or what gets lost in some of this, so much of it is just you just do it. You're not even thinking about it.
No,
you just start really, this happened to be on the radio. It's one thing if you pull up the song in your playlist and play it. That's a little bit different.
It is.
Then you're doing a little more of the looking around thing and everything. All right, I got a 20-minute drive ahead of me. I'm all right. I'm good. But if it just pops up on the radio and you don't have a chance to even think about where you are or who's around you or
and you
anything.
Just do it. Yeah.
That's the different. Type of music I'm thinking of. That's the type of song I'm thinking of that really pulls that out of you. And there's nothing that really does that. It's not as if a TV show or a commercial does that for you. Music's one of the few things that does that, where it just hits on a certain core of you. And I remember one of the earliest stories we did on the morning show here, Carl and I, back in the day, about the music that will always be nostalgic to you. We all grow up with our guardians, our parents, or whoever's music.
Right.
But we get to a certain age where we get to pick the music.
Yep.
We're going out, we're buying our first music.
Right?
Your first album, your first CD, tape, whatever it was. Well, you could go 30 years without hearing that music, but it pops up on the radio and you are immediately brought back to that time when you had that. It's science. Mm-hmm. Like, the science of it is really interesting.
Yeah.
Music's the only thing that does it. There's not a piece of art. There's not a famous Christmas movie you have that does the same thing that music does.
Oh my God, there is a series of 90s songs that if I hear, I am transported back to working at the local Perkins when I was 16 years old, because that's the music we were listening to in the back, you know, doing washing the dishes or bussing tables, whatever. I did all that stuff, but that's exactly what it is. It's a specific song. So I hear it. It's like, bam, I'm back there again. So.
Further proof that you and I share a brain. You set me up perfectly, because I think a great example of this for me is any 90s R&B. Any 90s R&B, it comes up on the radio, and I am Jodeci. I am Boys to Men. I am in there, and you know,
you're Al B. Sure.
Yep, I am Al B. Sure.
That's right.
I am definitely. can't help myself.
The first cassette tape that I ever got was Milli Vanilli.
Oh.
And yes, I know, bad example, but also German. And
that's right.
You know, apparently I've always been attracted to the Germans. married to one, so.
That's funny.
But recently I watched the second series of that monster show about the Lyle and Eric Menendez, they played a bunch of Milli Vanilli songs throughout that. So talk about traumatizing, like, nostalgia from my childhood, but then, like, murder.
Now, murder is also involved. Yeah, that makes it better.
Just throwing that into the mix.
I know,
a little...
Ease into your weekends with that, folks. Right.
Of all the bands to sing along to or to kind of take over the vocals of, is it the most okay with Milli Vanilli?
Yes.
Is it the safest with? Sure. I mean,
you know it's true.
it's kind of what are they famous for?
The unfortunate thing is the songs are pretty bad.
They're so catchy.
Oh,
they are catchy, but they are some of the worst lyrics you'll ever hear.
Terrible.
It's one of the, I think, funner stories is hearing songs that were written by people in other countries and trying to Americanize them. I think Britney Spears' hit is a big example of that. Hit Me Baby One More Time. And it's supposed to be
a Swedish group. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like Hit Me Up or Hit Me on the Phone or something. But the things got lost in translation and it just becomes across as a little uncomfortable song to me. It's one of the more interesting things. Just like your favorite radio song, everybody, your favorite song you want to hear on the radio when you're singing along to and everything. We'll keep this going. I want to hear from people. I'm a little disappointed in the audience out there. Huh? We want
no one called up with 99 Left Balloons. Come on, man.
Another German song.
I know I did that.
What about Gloria?
Gloria
is a great one.
That's
Come On Eileen.
Yeah. I actually wrote Come On Eileen on my piece of paper here. Yeah.
Come On Eileen is another one.
Yeah.
It's such a good one. I had that and I lost it. Thank you.
And I also wrote Caribbean Queen. Isn't that also Billy
Ocean?
Billy Ocean. Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, Sade. Smooth Operator. Oh, yeah, Smooth Operator. Coast to coast. Just that part, even. Just that part. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and wrap up the show. Morning Show on WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Wrapping up the show for the week, going to take you to the top of the hour. Nothing but great civic media programming coming up for you throughout the day and the rest of the weekend. We'll get to our schedule and some good things going on in our area in a moment. But as we get into good stories of the day, as we wrap up our show, I got a great one to get to in a moment. Our good story of the day started right away. Aaliyah's mom has been sitting in with us all morning.
Yeah.
Yay.
It's been really fun.
For some reason, she stayed for the whole time.
Hello,
gotta figure that one out.
It's a glutton for punishment.
I guess.
I really appreciate it. Thank you for being with us. Thank you very much. A big time good story of the day right there. And got some other good ones going on for you throughout the day today. Be sure to join us for a new edition of the Rapids Report. Got two new episodes for you that'll be at WFHR.com. In part one, we're going to speak with Representative Scott Krug. Always a good conversation with Scott. He and I will probably our horns will lock. We will go at it and we will end the show laughing and talking about the Brewers. Yeah. It'll be a good conversation. Always is. Appreciate the time from Scott and the transparency as always, especially in this day and age. I got some good questions for him. I got a good stuff coming up a little bit later. And in part two, we're going to speak with our friends from the Sister Act play that's going to be coming up with Assumption.
Ooh, yeah, very nice.
Got Riley, Gianna, and Gabe joining us, the students, well, some of the cast, along with director Ryan Husted is going to be with us.
Good guy.
I got to call out Ryan just real quick because we saw, well, you were there.
Oh,
you
yeah.
saw.
Yes.
His costume for Halloween was awesome. He was Mrs. Doubtfire, and he pulled it off perfectly. Good job, Ryan.
And
you
then
did a fantastic
sang,
job.
And he sang like an angel.
Yes, he's a very good singer.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to having them with us a little bit later today. And looking forward to a Playmakers for you, 4 to 5 on 105.5 WIRI. Join us as we speak sport. Join us with your sports takes and feelings. You do not want to keep them inside. Get it out of your system.
Yep.
Call us for Playmakers a little bit later. Seth and I will be together talking about the NFL schedule this weekend, the River Kings, and plenty more.
Yep.
And a little bit later today at 7 o'clock on WFHR, Wisconsin men's basketball hosting my Northern Illinois Huskies. That should be a W for UW.
That should be a W. Still, it's nice. You know.
Always look forward to those games. That's always a fun one. And this weekend, 7 o'clock tonight and tomorrow night over on 105.5 WIRI, River Kings Hockey. The Kings of the North follow the Boys of Winter as they build hockey up and down the river. Go to riverkingshockey.com, bookmark that page, and get your tickets.
Man.
If you can, get to the rec center. Otherwise, we got you covered over on 105.5.
They're looking like in mid-season form, like right now, which is really remarkable. What a start they've had.
Woo. Playing some great basketball.
Yeah. Yes.
Got some great stuff going on this weekend, Seth and Aaliyah. Seth, I'll start with you. We got some good things happening here. I want to talk about
Everyone, it has started once again, the Indoor Winter Farmers Market over at the Moravian Church. That's 310 First Avenue South every Saturday from 9 to 1. And of course, they're going through mid-May this year. So a long stretch there. We want to see you down there because they've got good stuff. The first one was last week, and I already have some good reports about how good the food was.
Oh, nice.
Because there was some really good luncheon stuff down there. So head around about lunchtime and you'll find some local food. You'll find community and other crafts at the Winter Farmers Market in Wisconsin Rapids at the Moravian Church.
My turn.
Yeah, yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, jump right
is
in
that
there.
How this radio thing works? Is
right
it
on.
Now my turn?
That was I should have given you a cue and go.
That was great.
Also at the Moravian Church, tomorrow, November 8th from 4 to 7 p.m. is the 2025 Chili Dinner. Get yourselves over there. Get yourself some chili. For if you're 13 years or older, it's $8. If you're 6 to 12 years old, it's $4. And under 5 is free. Carryouts are $8 a quart. That's at 310 First Avenue South, Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. I will be trampling through your yard to get some.
Yes, you want to. Tomorrow afternoon, the early afternoon, I'm going to be browning hamburger like you wouldn't believe. Get that ready.
Oh, so chili. are you the chili cooker extraordinaire?
No, actually, I'm just doing that part. Oh, I think okay. we have other people coming in for the other.
That's always my part.
Yeah, right. I like brown and meat. I like it too.
I love it. I love doing it. That sounds really good. Be sure to be there, everybody. Buy local, support local. And we have some Veterans Day events coming up next week. Wanted to touch on Monday, November 10th. The VFW has a spaghetti dinner, all you can eat. Veterans eat free. This will take place with our friends at the VFW Post 2534, 2711 Redden Road, right here in Rapids, Monday, 4:30 to 7. And then, of course, next Tuesday, it's Veterans Day. A lot of great ceremonies, a lot of great things going on in our area with that. 11 a.m., Veterans Day ceremony at Veterans Park, downtown Wisconsin Rapids. At 1 o'clock, the Legacy Stone dedication over at Assumption High School on Chestnut Street, right here in Rapids. And things wrap up at 3 o'clock with Veterans Day observance with rededication of the Veterans Memorial at Mid-State Technical College on 32nd Street, right here in Rapids.
Very nice.
Every day we can celebrate our vets, look out for our vets, appreciate our vets, and certainly when it comes to different things that affect our vets, when it comes to our political system and who you vote for and all of that.
100%.
Keep that in mind, everybody, please. Looking forward to our friend Tom joining us next month with another Veterans Update. Wrapping up the show, and certainly as we're getting into November here, we say goodbye to October and so many things we love about October, like pumpkins. I saw this story, and I had to wrap up
the week with it.
Again, going to the goodnewsnetwork.org. Everybody head on over there. You will find this story about a polar bear gleefully eating a 1,400-pound pumpkin donated for his dinner. It is a sight to behold.
That is fantastic.
It is your palate cleanser for the day, for the week, everybody. It is wonderful. I encourage you to check it out.
That pumpkin is almost as big as that
bear. As the polar bear.
And he's just munching on it. Oh, that is so cool.
Think about if you had your favorite dessert, but gigantic, and you could spend all day just picking at it.
Okay, the ratio.
This flan.
This ratio of bear to pumpkin is like the ratio. I want a pumpkin pie.
Ratio
to my body.
You get some good shots of it, but no better shot than this last one. I'm just
the pumpkin one.
He thought it's like after Thanksgiving, you know.
Yes.
You're just like, oh, can't.
This is a preview of all of us after Thanksgiving.
See, where's the football game? I'm looking for the football.
Pumpkin
game.
One, polar bear zero.
There's a great shot of the pumpkin, somewhat destroyed, and the bear laying on his back, just with it, just like done.
He looks like made so many bad life choices.
Yes, if you look closely enough, you could see a little shame on the bear.
Yeah,
like a little bit. Like a little
bit.
I've been listening to Caribbean Queen and eating a 1,400-pound pumpkin.
Great show, you two. Great show.
You too.
Be good to each other out there.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.